What progress has been made to date in terms of implementation of your recommendations, and when can tangible results, if not there already, be expected?
Many projects, as a matter of fact, are almost at a 90% completion. In most of the programs, work is done according to specifications, according to stipulations, and a timeline, and you name it. Projects in Nigeria today, they have irrigation to do work off-season on rice. They are soon going to be having it. As we're speaking, the irrigation system is installed in doing cassava work in low rainfall areas in the north of Nigeria. That's another project. Another one is taking place right now to irrigate cassava in the southern areas, higher rainfall areas, but still off-season. An irrigation system in Ghana, two of them actually, one in the central region of Kumasi, another one in the north, lower rainfall. Mali, two locations where they're having irrigation to do drought research on sorghum and on rice. Burkina Faso on rice. All of those places have irrigation right now to do work off-season. Drought-tolerant material, I mean breeding work. Many of them now have equipment that work. One of the things that I love to talk about is a small tool that we designed taught the local station managers how to build, which is a land leveler. We call it the float, F-L-O-A-T. Mm-hmm. And then wherever they build it and they put it to work, it transforms their plot from a disaster to a beautiful, nicely shaped piece of land. And anybody who sees it says, Hannibal, we have to have that. And I'm glad that among the equipment that GCP is funding is the giving the local people some funds to be able to construct this tiny piece of, I mean, simple piece of equipment. And they look at it and say, wow, see our field, look at our field. And then the researchers to be excited to plan their field there, to plan their experiments in that field is something. So little bits and pieces here and there, but just thrilling my soul to see that